What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and I'm coming to you in a new format today. I'm coming to you using an app that I've had on my phone for a couple years that makes these videos with a smaller size and resolution on the video end, but maintains a 320 kHz audio quality, because really it's all about the audio. So I fired that up and I got it set so that I just have to go into that program, go into that app, switch it to front, then start shooting. But I also like to use it to record other stuff, because it is a one button record. It's like one button on my home screen. Boom, just hit it and it starts recording. And let's face it, the reason I got this app is because when it's recording, one button hit, you can't see anything on the screen. The screen stays black. You can't even tell it's recording. So in case I need to do some clandestine data retrieval, evidence gathering. So we're trying it out now. The only thing with this I've seen so far is that after a while the screen goes dark, which it just did, and I reached over and tapped it. Oh, I don't even think it's recording now. Is it recording? I can't tell. Yeah, I think it is. Can't tell. I guess it's recording since I'm on the screen, huh? See, I gotta get used to it all over again. But the whole point is that I should be able to shoot. Let me see. I think I got 5 megabytes for 3 minutes. So for an hour, no, say 20, say I usually do 40 minutes. Say I usually do 20 minutes. I got 3 megabytes. I got, say, 5 megabytes for 3 minutes. 7 times 5 megabytes is less than 50 megabytes for like a 20-minute video. The way I'm doing it now, I'm getting, for 20-minute video, damn near 2 gigabytes, which is almost like which is like 1,000 times bigger than what this is gonna do. And with the sound quality is really what we really want. The sound quality is really what we're going after. Because then I take that sound and turn it into podcast. Which I did yesterday, in the last few days. I think I uploaded 40. See, did it again. I think I uploaded like 40 podcasts to Stitcher and Spotify, Google and Apple, I believe. The idea again for me, under the realm of the legacy, the Jeffrey legacy, get it out there. Get what you got to say out there into the universe. Just get it out there. Let history act on it. Put it where somebody can see it. Because if you ain't got nothing out, if you ain't did nothing, if you ain't said nothing, nobody gonna hear it. Nobody has a chance to hear it. You gotta at least give history a chance. And that's maybe just the way I think. That may be just the way that I approach what we're doing on this planet, my existence on this rock, to find this is my destiny. Or my intention or my motivation. Destiny is a strong word, ain't it? I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let it time out and walk without and talk without seeing myself, just to see. And yep, there it goes. And I can barely see myself a little bit. If it stays like that, that's cool. If it stays just like that, that is cool. But I got a funny feeling the screen's gonna lock eventually. But we'll see. It just dimmed. But oh, there it goes. There it goes. Now I'm looking at my screen locking the time. So I think I'm still in it. If I'm not, oh well. And then so this thing, if I do 20 minutes, 25, 30 minutes, it should be less than 100 megabytes. 100 megabytes I can upload while I'm walking very easily. Because I was uploading gigabytes. A gigabyte is like a million times bigger. Like thousands of times bigger file size. So we'll see. And this file size seems to be square. Almost like 480 by 480. Why this dude always ride so goddamn close to me? I don't know. Somebody need to spread out. I need my irritations. Let's face it. I need my morning irritations. Lets me know I'm still alive. Makes me feel like I'm part of life and experiencing life and doing things with life. And here we go again. Here comes another one almost. Three people in the same place. One, and then walk by two. And here comes somebody running by. That's four people within that little spot. I don't know how this always happens. It could be six of us on the planet. And one day, we'll all somehow end up running into each other at the same water hole or something. A million water holes on the planet. I don't know how it works. I must be doing something too. I must be subconsciously playing a part in this. It seems like it happens all the damn time. Like if I'm walking and I come to an intersection, my people don't want to move over. I don't know. It's like I'm walking, I come to an intersection, and it seems like every intersection I come to, a car is pulling up to it. Or it might be that every time I walk up to an intersection and a car pulls up to it, I'm aware, I become aware, cognitively aware, or whatever the word is. So it seems like it happens all the time. So when it doesn't happen, I don't register it. But when it does happen, I register it, and it seems like it's happening all the time. Anyhow, and it's not that I don't like people. That's not it. I prefer them at a distance. At every level. I prefer them at a distance at every level. My people don't move over. I don't know. Like, it must be something on the bikes. They must want to stay in their lane, or they feel they need to stay in their lane, or they're on a grind or something, and they want to stay on track or something. Let's move over. I'm going to start sneezing on folks. I ain't gonna do that, but I'll start coughing when they come up to me. See if they move over. Let them know. Gently. One time I threw some dude to move over. He's like, fuck you. I was like, when and where? He said, I heard him laugh. Because if people want to ride, they want to ride right by each other. Some of you want to ride in the walking lane. You know, because if they're not as experienced rider or feel that they're, you know, they don't want to be in the real riding lane. So they ride in the walking lane, and then their buddy or whatever will be riding right next to them. So there's no space. And I'm walking up, they're looking at me all goofy, like, what I'm going to do? So I'm like, move. You're not, this is the walking lane. You move. You're on a bike. I feel gooderish today. Gooderish. Not quite gooder. A little bit better than just good. For it to be this early in the morning, this energy on a Tuesday, my third day, third work day of a 6-day week, I feel pretty good. Mr. Scale said 211.4, so I may have recovered from the box of ginger snaps and bag of candy corn. I just may have recovered. So we'll see. And I'm out here, and it's kind of warmer today. I'm wearing a jacket still because I want to sweat for whatever reason. Even if it's just to get my weight down, to get that water out of me, to get that whey, get that low whey in, and then go drink a cup of water and put all that back on. But I don't drink water until I eat, so it's all good. And what else I've been doing is stretching out my meals. I'll get up. I have I wouldn't say large breakfast, but a sizable portion. But it's only broccoli, grits, I shred some cheese, cottage cheese, and an Italian sausage. Yeah, I think that's all I have. And broccoli, my broccoli and kale, raw broccoli. I love me some broccoli. I like the way to chomp on it and chew on it. I like the texture of it. Then at night, I also, now that I'm drinking water and less concerned about my blood pressure and passing out and getting headaches and dizzy because I'm drinking water, I'm using salt a little bit more. Yesterday, I even went and got out. I had put all the salt away, put it in the bag, all the salt in my apartment, put it in the bag and put it away in my pantry. A few months ago, I got one of them out. Then I got another one out. And yesterday, felt like I wanted to reward myself. So I got out the lemon pepper, put it on my hot air popcorn, and that was my treat. And it was good. And I went to bed. I woke up a little bit. Something happened to where I ended up in the kitchen, nibbling on my last piece of Gus's fried chicken. It's a breast, and it was so good. Cold, right out of the refrigerator. This white meat with that salty ass crust or whatever. It was so good. Then I had some croutons. They were on sale when I was walking down the salad dressing aisle for whatever reason. So I grabbed a couple bags of those in the grocery store. Then I crunched on a few of those last night, taking a couple bites of that chicken with some fruit punch. Oh my God, it was good. Got back in bed. I get a lot of sleep. I do. I know I do. I get a lot of sleep. I should check to see if this is still working. To do that, I would have to do some stuff. Because right now, I'm just looking at the time. And the time says 9:47. It's all good. So I got to start planning some airfare. Got something happening September 10th, September 25th, October 24th. So far, Steelers play San Diego in San Diego, November 11th. All that has to be orchestrated. Work schedules and whatnot, time off, et cetera, et cetera. It's a beautiful thing. Work 9 to 5 on the 9th. get to the flyaway, catch a Spirit flight. Airfare is cheap. Catch a Spirit flight to Baltimore. Land at 5:16 in the morning. Trying to see if I can find an Airbnb or something where I could check in early. I guess worst case scenario is I would book the room for the day before so it'll be available when I get there. Which is crazy. Or you can, because it wouldn't be so bad if it was a $60 or $70 room, which I probably should do. I was even looking to see an Airbnb if I could say, hey, my flight lands at 6 a.m. going to a concert, then I'm right back on a flight the next day. So I'm looking for much more lenient check-in and check-out times. I'll pay. And what they could or should say is, okay, you'll pay for 2 days. And if it's an Airbnb or a room or whatever it is, it would be cheaper. So hotels I'm looking at now, $130, $140. I like for them to say very good or super good. And I like to see a bunch of stars. And I like to see good reviews. Because I'm old and I'm tired of the nonsense that I once used to not only tolerate and accommodate, I probably even participated in the shenanigans and the nonsense. I'm just walking and talking. Hope it's recording. So, that's how that goes. Flying to DC, hit the show, fly out the next day. Next day's a Saturday. I'm not scheduled to work. So, and the next nonstop flight out is until 5 p.m. Get back to L.A. at 8 o'clock p.m., which ain't bad because you get 3 hours back flying west. So the beauty of flying back to California from the East Coast is that you get on the plane at 9 o'clock a.m., you land in L.A. at like at 11, still in the morning. So I was able to fly from Cleveland, land, go straight to work. Done it many a time. Using public transit. Using the flyaway right at the airport. Takes me to Union Station. I catch the red line to work. Or I catch the Van Nuys flyaway. Takes me home. Catch an Uber to the flyaway from home. Working from home. I just get an Uber. If I'm staying for too many days. Since I'm only going on these trips coming up kind of for like 2 or 3 days, I may drive to the flyaway and park, pay $5 a day, which will come out cheaper than getting an Uber 2 ways to the flyaway and back. It's like $11 each way. Driving is so much more convenient. So that's that. It's all good. And I do have to remember, or I do remember, or I do have to remember, or I should remember, or it may benefit me to remember that I can afford to take a more luxurious, easier, padded, safe transportation and opportunities. I don't have to go with the cheap one all the time. I can afford to have a limo take me to the airport and fly first class on the flight that I want, not one that's economically priced that I can make fit. That's just not me. That's not me at all. I'd be happier. I don't know. I got to try it, though. I got to try it one day. My sister is the one for years telling me, you know, go ahead, spend the money. Don't be so cheap. She was talking about, I can't. She can't do this. She can't do that. She got to, you know, have it a certain way. And I'm like, yeah. And then years later, I'll do it. And I remember she told me. And I'll go back and I'll tell her, like, I had just discovered something. It's like it was all my doings and stuff. Just to see the look on her face. And she'll remember 15 years ago, Debbie's house on San Marino, I told you at 9:57 p.m. So we'll see. It's good. Get some funk. Things happening on the funk side, on the funk scene. Thinking about the meeting, LA Magus meeting yesterday. There's some stuff going on. Good stuff. Opportunities. So we'll see. We'll see. Thinking about the funk and travel and airplanes. And it's not overcasty today. It was a little bit, been a bit overcast. Am I in it? I want, oh! Did y'all get that? That happens every now and then. Am I in the picture even? Who can tell? Can't really tell. No way to cut it on. Let me see. See if I can cut it on. I did it. Look at that. Oh. Fingerprint ID did it. Fingerprint ID did it. So I was holding, I guess I was holding about right here. So we'll see. I guess I was holding it right. There's no timer to see how long it's been going. That would be nice. But it don't matter. I do like to say, I've been talking to see how long I've been talking now. So, life is good. Did I say that Mr. Scale told me 211.4 this morning? Which is very good. Which is very, very, very good. Well, I wouldn't say very, very, very good, but it's pretty good considering that box of ginger snaps and that bag of candy corn. And that chicken and the other indulgences. It's all about portions. For me, it's all about portions, and it seems like portions work. Just don't put some, you just, it's about finishing. Even if you get up and go get a second bowl, sometimes I'm sitting there and I finished this little bit, and just the fact that it's finished, I feel good. My stomach has that feeling. I kind of got that satisfied feeling, because let's face it, I'm used to that overstuffed feeling. I'm used to that stuffed, oh my God, I can't do no more feeling, or a certain kind of comfort I get from eating probably too much. I wonder if it went sideways. I wonder if it goes sideways when it locks. I don't care. I don't care if it does. I don't think. Because it's all about the audio. It's all about what I'm saying, not what I look like. She got on her blue dress, her blue shoes, and blue glasses. Cute. Like a light powder blue. Kind of cool looking. To be, have a thought out outfit and coordinated. To be coordinated. Kind of goes against the idea of funk in my mind. But still, I should stop and check this. I should stop and check this. But it's all good. It really is. Football season coming up. Steelers look good. I've been watching podcasts. This is the deepest I've ever been in the off season. Off season, I'm usually like, I don't want to see any football. I don't want to hear about the Steelers. I don't want nothing. But ever since Antonio Brown was cutting up and I had to see what him keep abreast of what him and Le'Veon were doing that offseason, I kind of slowly got caught up watching the headlines. And then I started finding podcasts. And then I start finding personalities and podcasts that I found informative and that I like to watch. And then now I got my favorite podcast. So it's all good. Take that shit off. What is going on, man? I be walking out here like it's my world, don't I? I be walking out here like it's my world. And y'all and everybody are just here to keep me company. And I think everybody should, within reason. It's like I said, Klan, white supremacists, hate groups, whatever. You can hate. You can do whatever you want. Just don't break the law. You can legislate behavior. Well, you can't legislate behavior. You can legislate that certain acts are punishable. But you can't make people stop hating or understanding. Or you can try to educate. You can try to do this. You can try to do that. But if person A don't like person B, so be it. Just as long as person A don't break no laws. Boom. You ain't gotta like me. Hate me. Call me nigger. Call me whatever. That ain't against the law. Just don't break the law. Both sides. Both sides of the argument. Laws are in place. We don't need hate laws. We don't need legislation it designates or points out or special or makes this certain act more punishable than the others, or another designation. If you ain't supposed to kill, you ain't supposed to kill. So now you get more time if you kill because of hate. Comes off to me as being ceremonial and symbolic. So now I'm just talking to be talking, just to see how long this will go. And I really need to stop and check it. I really, really need to stop and check it. I really, really do. I mean, I'm sure it's doing right, but it's just always good to check it. You know? It's just always good to verify. Trust but verify. That's what I say. Trust but verify. So I think that's what I'm gonna do now. Cause I'm dying to see if it's working or not. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. So I gotta check it. All right, I'm gonna keep it steady like this. I'm gonna take my finger, put it on there. There it is. Oh, see it? Did it flip flip? I don't know if it flip flip, but we're gonna find out. I don't know if it flip flipped, but we'll find out if it flipped on the lock. Doesn't matter, as long as I get the audio. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Swing on y'all two times. For me, and for the funk. And remember, it's about all of it, y'all. Every single subatomic, elementary particle and atom in this and in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all must be included. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm out.